contributed to the Royal Air Force Association. And for me, I mean, I know this anyway, but I'm going to say it again. You're an absolute credit to yourselves, to your staff, to your family, but most importantly to me, to the Royal Air Force. You are the future of the RAF, and whether you join or whether you don't join, you will go on and you will remember this time of being in the cadets and having contributed to the Royal Air Force Association family.
This is the first time we've given this to get like out. So we identified it when we were looking at achievements. Everyone, loads of people do amazing stuff, but the consistency of this cadet team far outweighs anyone else. So hence why we decided we need to recognise what you've done. So
when you look back in a few years' time and you've left this fabulous organisation with fabulous staff, just remember what you've done for the Royal Air Force, the veterans, the families and the service people, because for those that are serving, it means an absolute lot, and it gives me a great pleasure to present this certificate to you. Massive round of applause. Yeah.
So here outside Stamford Air Cadets, and here with Group Captain Nicky Duncan, formerly Station Commander at RAF Wittering, you've come back to the area to make a very special presentation tonight, because the cadets in that room are so incredibly consistent in terms of their support for good causes, really.
They are. Since about 2022, they have raised money through doing RAFA V50 for the Royal Air Force Association, and every single penny that they've raised has gone towards the veterans, the service people and their families, and they've raised in the region, including gift aid, around £6,500, which for 57 of them to have done that since 2022 is just impressive.
And that's part of your role now, actually, supporting RAFA.
So I've supported RAFA for a while, but this is almost like an additional duty that I do outside my day job. My day job, I work in CSOC, and this I just do in my spare time with about four other people, and we just help RAFA raise money through V50.
And in terms of actually coming back here tonight to actually present this, it must be a very special moment for you as well.
Yeah, it is. I grew as Station Commander RAF Wittering supporting these air cadets, and I know them really well. And Danielle is just an awesome OC of the squadron, and it just means so much for the Stamford squadron to be recognised and stand out above all the others that have raised money for RAFA on V50, but they have just been consistently improving year after year when their numbers are so small, which for me is what just makes it all impressive.
My name's Arabella.
Charlie.
Vitek.
Luca.
Jess.
And tell us what you did to raise money for this.
We did 50 miles walking, cycling or running. We each chose a different thing, and yeah, it was to help raise money.
And actually you raised the most of anyone here.
Yeah, I'm very surprised with that. I'm very happy that I can contribute.
And tell us about the challenge, because you've done it a few times, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done it about 3 times now. And it's kind of just after school every day, just trying to fit in as many miles as I can around homework. And then this year GCSEs as well, just so I can try and hit that 50 mile goal as fast as I can.
And what do you know about RAFA?
So RAFA is our Royal Air Force Association. They help veterans and military servicemen and ex-personnel with any issues they may have.
And actually being presented tonight and recognised, how does that feel for you?
Oh, it's great, especially since we're such a small squadron. It's just incredible to be recognised and be able to get given this award.
And tell us, in terms of, you know, the whole thing tonight, there was a lot of talk of, you know, the consistency of Stamford Air Cadets.
Yeah, it's really nice to be recognised, and for all of us to be able to have a reward is really lovely.
I am Flight Lieutenant Danielle Tetherton, and I'm the OC of 2071 Stamford Squadron.
And to have the presentation tonight, I mean, there's a huge amount of pride for the squadron, for everything really, about being recognised here tonight.
Definitely. The cadets, they work so hard. They want to do the community stuff. They want to be out there supporting everyone. And, you know, the leadership skills, I say it all the time, but the leadership skills that they learn from being here and doing something like the Virtual 50, which they've now done, I think, for this was our 5th year. And we've raised over 6,000, possibly 6,500 with gift aid. That's, you know, this year was only 6 cadets and they raised over 1,000. So to be able to do that and be a high percentage of RAFA V50s overall, all total in those years, is amazing.
And for you actually leading that and hearing about the consistency of the squadron here,
Yeah, I couldn't be prouder. It's all them, you know. I'm just lucky enough to be in the position to be the one supporting them and get to see them grow and the things that they go on to achieve. You know, this year alone, we've had 7 cadets join the military and they've ended up in some really lovely positions as their first positions within the military. So that says something for the standard of cadets that are coming through our doors.